It's the Mornings with Ed show, straight up at 8 o'clock, and we welcome you to the program. It is, of course, Friday. Friday means so many things. The weekend is upon us. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. We hope you enjoy it. We kick our Friday 8 o'clock hour off with Chamber Chat. And today, I could not be happier. I'm surrounded by dogs today, and that's absolutely wonderful. So we have with us, of course, Ashley Von Grimp from the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. And Ashley brought her beautiful little animal, to tell us who this is.
I sure did. This is Franny. If you've ever been in our office, you have met Franny. She sounds like a big dog, comes barreling out, all 9 pounds of her.
And you brought some people with you as well. You didn't just bring dogs here. You brought Deborah Ball from Love Those Paws Dog Walking Service. Deborah, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. Thank you.
And who did you bring with you today?
I brought Little Summer.
Little Summer. Tell us a little bit about Summer.
Summer's 14 years old, and I've been taking care of her quite often for last couple years. She comes and stays with me while her mom's on vacation.
Okay, so not only a dog walker, but a dog sitter as well.
I do some dog sitting at my home.
Okay. And to your left, we have Liz Monaco with Coastal Concierge. Hi, Liz, how are you?
Great.
And who did you bring?
Myself.
How are you this morning?
Great.
Good. Tell us a little bit about Coastal Concierge.
My business currently is primarily dog walking, but I do offer concierge services. I can meet with plumbers, electricians, while my clients are at work. And also in the event that someone needs some errands run, if they're ill or if they're just having a long day, right, I'm more than happy to go to the store, go to CVS, just to make their lives a little bit easier.
Oh, that is big. That is big. And would that include walking someone's dog?
Yes.
Okay, so that would include taking care of all of that business. That's really good. Liz, how long have you been doing the Coastal Concierge?
For 6 years now.
Okay. And Deborah, I see you all the time. I see you all the time walking, and it always looks like you're walking different dogs. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it for years for friends, but I just started doing this business in 2019.
Okay. Now, you're both licensed and insured and bonded, and you know CPR, and wow. And Liz, you can do injections, or what is it?
For example, I have one client that their dog is diabetic.
Right.
And I'm trained and I'm able to administer the insulin shots. And then for older dogs or cats, I'm able to administer IV fluids if needed.
Right. Isn't there something special about older dogs?
Absolutely.
All right. Tell me your feelings on older dogs, please.
Well, you know, they really need special care. They need the attention, and you know, we customize to every dog's needs.
Right.
So whether it's just a little time by themselves or a little socialization.
Right.
Just to help them out and make them feel comfortable. Okay. You know, give them just a little extra love.
Okay. I saw your Facebook page, and it's exclusively pictures of dogs.
Pretty much.
And I think that's how we get as dog owners. I of course, I'm a dog owner. I'm a fan of older dogs. And that's how you get. You get to be on, it's all about them.
Yes.
I make dinner at night. It's really three separate meals. It's a meal for me, my girlfriend, and then the dogs, man. Like, you know, okay. So what's in the future here? Are we planning to get together in this business?
Well, we work together as a partnership.
Okay.
We each have our own individual business.
Okay.
But we help each other out with our clients.
Okay. And how does that happen? How exactly do you help each other out with your clients? What do you mean?
More so like walking the dogs, like if Liz needs, you know, a break, or if one of us goes on vacation, or I need a break, then we'll walk each other's dogs, or we'll, you know, take them to the groomers, or, you know, or like I do some dog sitting. If her client needs someone, you know, to wash the dog overnight, then I'll bring him over to my place.
Right. And Liz, you... do you find yourself getting, and you told me your story of your dog that you currently have outside in the lobby. You get attached to other people's dogs?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and do you sometimes find that, do you ever, and I use the term nicely, do you ever butt in and go, you know, you might be wanting to feed them a little differently, or you might want to change the diet a little? Do you offer advice that way to some of your clients?
I don't, because at the end of the day, it's their pet and their dog or cat. Right. But what I do is if their dog or cat is having some issues with like food allergies or they're not feeling well, I always recommend that they consult a vet.
Okay. Ah, good. Now, Ashley, I didn't think I'd see you this morning. I thought I'd see you over at City Hall.
Yeah. So Paula's over at City Hall.
Right.
With the city and also SWA Architects, they are discussing the downtown action plan at City Hall and Council Chambers. So that goes until 9. So okay. For those of you listening who are interested, you may be able to run over there and catch the Q&A section.
A little birdie whispered in my ear that they have bagels, by the way.
A light continental breakfast, people.
Okay. All right. So what's the plan for this weekend? Do you have clients that you have lined up this weekend, Deborah?
I do.
Okay,
I have a couple dogs coming to stay with me tomorrow and Sunday.
Okay, so what is the weekend like? When somebody brings you their pet, what can we expect?
Well, I take them for lots of walks. Sometimes I take them to the different parks or the beaches and run around with them, play fetch. Just depending on the dog and what the dog's needs are.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll take them to a restaurant with me.
There you go.
Sit on the pet deck and enjoy the sunset. Or.
Okay. But no matter what, the dogs are in good hands.
Absolutely.
And for you, Liz, this weekend, what do you got planned? You have any clients you're helping out?
I sure do.
Okay. What is a typical Saturday for you?
Usually I have 1 to 2 clients on the weekend, mainly. Most of my walks are Monday through Friday.
Okay.
But what I like to try to do is, for example, I have several clients that live near the beach and they always take their dogs down to the beach in the morning.
Okay.
So when I walk their dogs, I try to give them a different experience.
Okay.
So I'll take them hiking up at Moulton Meadows and that way they just have, the park and hiking. And then their family's providing them the beach.
Okay. All right. And you'll have a time to think about this answer while I ask Deborah. So you have the advantage here. Deborah, tell me about your first pet. Tell me about the very first pet that you fell in love with.
My first pet was a dog. I think I was maybe 6 months old. His name was Teddy. Hmm. And he was just a mix, shelter dog.
Okay.
That was given to my family and... Right. With my brothers and I, we raised them and had them till I was 16.
And it's been love of dogs ever since.
Absolutely.
Teddy, yes. Some dogs can make you fall in love with the species for the rest of time. They really can. I have one tattooed on my chest that did that to me.
Oh.
So, Liz, what was your first pet?
When I was 5 years old, my first pet, his name was Sunshine, and he was a beagle. So that's when my love of dogs started.
Okay, with Sunshine the Beagle.
Yeah.
And also, you must also be a big Snoopy fan now. I mean, every time you don't miss a Charlie Brown episode. Ashley, your first pet?
Oh, gosh, I miss that dog so much. She was a Shepherd Husky mix, rescue always, and her name was Marley because I grew up around reggae.
Okay.
Just all Marley all the time.
Fantastic. Well, I'm so glad I had a chance to have the three of you in this morning. Do I have anything to look forward to from the chamber coming up?
Absolutely. We have next week our first breakfast panel of the year, which will be on retail merchandising. We have a local professor who teaches at Saddleback College in OCC.
Okay.
And that'll be next Wednesday, February 5th at 7:30 in the morning, bright and early at the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
And then at the end of February, we have our leadership luncheon coming up, which is annual favorite luncheon event. It's a great way to showcase your business and meet other business owners and residents in the community. That is on February 26th at 777. Don't wait to register because last year we sold out.
Oh, okay. That's important. How do we find you both online? How do we get in touch with you if dog walking is what we're looking for?
I have a website, lovethosepaws.net.
Okay.
I'm also on the Next Door Neighbor app and Facebook.
Okay. And
I'm my website's coastalconciergebyliz.com.
Okay.
And that's the best way to reach me.
Okay. Liz Monaco, Deborah Ball, of course, Ashley Von Grimm. Thank you so much for being part of the program this morning.
Thanks, Evan.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing you this weekend.